What up, y'all? It's your boy, Said Linus, checking in once again. Make sure you like, share, and subscribe. Let's go ahead and get into the story, the breaking news. The Supreme Court ruled in favor of Trump that states cannot bar Donald Trump from the ballot. And it was a vote 9-0, which is great because because the vote is 9-0, there isn't any further arguments that pundits or people like me with YouTube channels can take it. You can't say, hey, this was voted across conservative lines or this was voted across the liberal lines. It was clean cut 9-0. And I'm going to read an article that's going to tell you exactly, you know, how they came to the conclusion. But I think it's great for America that it was 9-0 because if they would have voted in favor of Donald Trump being able to be taken off of the ballot, then trust me, this would have started a very, very, very bad, it would have set a bad precedent that would have had other states do this to Democrats in the future. But they all ruled together 9-0. And so let's go ahead and tap into this article from CBS News. And it's going to tell us the breakdown of what actually happened with this case. Okay, let's see. All right, so let's go ahead and get into reading the article. Supreme Court says Trump can appear on 2024 ballot overturning Colorado ruling. The U.S. Supreme Court on Monday said states cannot bar former President Donald Trump from the ballot using a rarely invoked provision of the 14th Amendment, overturning a decision from Colorado's top court and handing the GOP presidential frontrunner a victory in an unprecedented case that threatened to derail his bid to return to the White House. In December, the Colorado Supreme Court determined that Trump was ineligible for the presidency due to his conduct surrounding the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. The Colorado court's divided decision rested on the Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, known as the Insurrection Clause, which bars oath-taking insurrectionists from holding public office. In its opinion on Monday, the Supreme Court said only Congress can enforce the clause. The ruling resolves challenges to Trump's eligibility for office pursued by voters in several other states and comes one day before Super Tuesday when voters in 15 states will cast their ballot for the Republican presidential nomination. Responsibility for enforcing Section 3 against federal office holders and candidates rests with Congress, not the states. The court said in its 13-page unsigned opinion, the judgment of the Colorado Supreme Court therefore cannot stand. Justices Amy Coney Barrett wrote separately to note that all nine justices agree on the outcome of the case, saying that is the message Americans should take home. The three liberal justices, Sonia Sotomayor, Elena Kagan, and Ketanji Brown Jackson, issued an opinion concurring with the judgment, but said the court went too far in dictating novel rules for federal enforcement of Section 3. Trump cheered the decision, saying in remarks from his South Florida resort, Mar-a-Lago, that is very important and well-crafted. I think it will go a long way toward bringing our country together, which our country needs. Noah Bookbinder, president of the group Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics, and Washington president, which brought the challenge to Trump's eligibility, said the decision allowing Trump back on the ballots rests on technical legal grounds. The Supreme Court had the opportunity in this case to exonerate Trump, and they chose not to do so. Every court or decision-making body that has substantively examined the issue has determined that January 6th wasn't an insurrection and that Donald Trump incited it. That remains true today, Bookbinder said. The Supreme Court removed an enforcement mechanism and in letting Trump back on the ballot, they failed to meet the moment. But it is now clear that Trump led the January 6th insurrection, and it will be up to the American people to ensure accountability. So I disagree with Bookbinder's finding, but you know, it is what it is. So some things we could take away from it. I think it is a great thing that all of the Supreme Court justices agreed on it. Like I said before, so now there's no separation. It's like the one step forward to like, yo, maybe we can work together. So now you probably can maybe have Congress start working together and things like that. But their ruling was simple. Their ruling pretty much just stated that states cannot bar candidates due to an insurrection. That has to be done by Congress. Congress has to be the ones who do that, because I guess they're saying that barring a political, a person running for a federal position, that's a national problem and not an individual state court problem. So, excuse me. So that's their ruling, and I think it was a great decision. The people are the ones who are going to have to make the decision on whether or not Trump should be in office. The people are the ones who are going to have to make the decision or not if they believe that Trump is an insurrectionist. The people are the ones who are going to have to decide whether or not they believe that Donald Trump should be the president over Joe Biden, not courts. And see, there's been a long list of courts trying to indict him, four court cases, two civil cases, and kind of just make it this big thing to where he has so many cases and so many indictments that they're dirtying up his name for public opinion. And so I think this goes in a great direction for him. And let's just, you know, if you really believe that Donald Trump is guilty of all these things, let's just pause it. Let's just pause it until after the election, and then you can come with it again. But I mean, I see what they're trying to indict him and lock him up before there is an election, because if there is an election and he actually wins, then he could just pardon himself, you know what I'm saying? But I'm also pretty sure that if there's another election and he loses, they will not indict him. They will not put him in jail. They will not do anything. It will just probably just go away. So that's what I think is the whole point of the indictments anyway. But and there were some other states that, you know, Minnesota, Maine, other states who were trying to take him off the ballot as well. Not going to happen. So, like I say, I think this was a great ruling today. And, you know, Ketanji Brown was right there saying that, hey, it said the Colorado court went too far with novel rules. That means that the Colorado state court tried to go too far with things that had never been done before. And so they just put a pause to it, told them to pump their brakes. And Donald Trump is going to be on the ballot. So Donald Trump and Joe Biden is going to be decided at the ballot. And we're going to see what happened in November 2024. And I think that's the best way to do it. I think, like I say, I think it would be just a slippery slope if the courts took them off of the ballots or allow certain states to take them off of the ballot. And we're just going to see what happens. Let them guys duke it out and let the public just decide who they want and who they think will do the best job, like we always do in America. But once again, great ruling. Trump is happy about it. And, you know, it looks like even though Nikki Haley did get some delegates in D.C., it's going to be Trump and Biden, you know, and let's just see what happens. Make sure you be part of the process. You know what I'm saying? If you would like to vote, if you want to vote, even if not, just be part of the, just read up, you know what I'm saying? Like, do your own research. This is one thing I learned about since I've been doing these videos. Do your own research. Do not allow people to tell you what's going on in politics. You can hear what they say, and then, but you have to go behind and do your own research to figure out exactly what's going on in politics. And that's the best way to do it. And then once you do that, once you understand that, then you could come up with your own ideas, and it's a lot more fun to understand things that's going on and understand a lot of this other stuff about who's paying who and who, you know, and this is the reason why these certain things are, the reason why this person votes this way. It's a very crazy game politics is, but make sure that you are reading up on the things that's going on that's affecting you and affecting your neighborhood. You know what I'm saying? Because when you don't read up, it's too late. When, like, my people in Chicago who are having illegal immigrants dumped at their doorstep, and now they're saying, oh, we're going to switch parties. You know what I'm saying? Which is great, but at the same time, it's like, we got to be on top of it to make sure that when we're voting, we are not voting in favor of people who do not care about our community. You know what I'm saying? But keep God first. Make sure you look at the next video. Say Atlantis, I'm out. All right, peace.